Good morning, Audio Boo. All one word here. It's 10:21 on Friday the 23rd of May 2014, the last day of Hadria's Wall Trek. Here's a couple of Geordies drinking outside the Union Room, outside the Union Room's pub. So we've got Newcastle Central Railway Station and the Royal Station Hotel across to our right and slightly behind us. We're going down the Westgate Road. And our first port of call today is the end of the Hadrian's Wall path at Wall's End, or in Latin, Segedinum. So it says that it should only take about an hour and 15 minutes to walk there. However, I felt the need to change the dressings this morning on my heels in order to get a shower. And the new dressings aren't as padded. So even though I've even though I've taken 800 milligrams of Brufen this morning, they're probably only kicking in about now, because we've only just eaten. We've had a full English breakfast at Mark Tony's, which is right next door to the Backpackers Inn on Granger Street. And Mark Tony's has been standing and operating for 52 years now. And I always remember when I came into Newcastle on the train with my mother, that if we were ever early for the train, we used to pop into Mark Tony's and she would have a cup of coffee and I would have a Knickerbocker Glory. Some good memories. And I actually only really remembered it about halfway through being in there. It's actually changed quite a lot inside, but it's just a little cafe, but they do really decent full English breakfast for £5.45. Really good quality, good value for money. So we're making our way out the city centre, back onto Hadrian's Wall path, a little bit slower, as my heels are stingy. But I'm slowly warming into it. The weather, well, it's overcast. That breeze that's blown is a little bit nippy, and few spots of rain. So given that I'm not trudging as fast as I normally would, I'm not generating the body heat, so I might just chuck on my waterproof. Apologies to Dean for going so slow.
It's alright, I'm still warming myself.
How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you. My right heel, I've got a small, like 20 pence sized blister on there. So I've got some Compeed on, but because of the extra packing, my right foot feels really tight in my boot. So, as the same with Rick, we're just taking a moment to get warmed back up again. But other than that, we're good.
So, highs and lows all the way along. Gonna check out where we're actually going now. This is the Castle Keep we're going to be going past. Quite impressive. Let's take a quick picture. There we go. Newcastle's starting to come alive this morning. Right, so at the bottom of the Westgate Road now, and we're coming up the river because there's one of the road bridges over the river. I don't know which one that is. High level bridge. Oh no, that's that one. Newcastle was alive last night as we came off the river into the city centre. Really, really busy with revelers.
big shout to the legend, the audio boo legend that is Christian Payne, who is at Documentally. He was in the station there as we walked past. We saw him on Foursquare.
So, oh, and we've just come round the corner at the Bridge Hotel to see the Tyne Bridge. What a beautiful sight. I'm trying to take as many photographs. I'm trying to take as many photographs as I can, but being practical about it at the same time. I don't really want to hang around today in order that we get back home. We're staying at my parents tonight, and Adrian Wicks, who's at TurboStream, is currently at Bamborough Castle. And what are we looking at?
Oh, that's stone there.
Yeah, let's have a look. It's going to be. Ah. So behind the Bridge Hotel. We're just going to come down here. It was a nice Rolls Royce. And what's that place there? American Embassy? What is it? Oh, the Vermont Hotel. Got a section of the wall. Excellent. Let's just get a quick picture. Okay, so we'll speak to you anon.